Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Kristen, it's time for some focus for you and I here. Do we need to go out in the halls and like smack each other on the shoulders like football players do on the shoulder pads right before they're about to play a game?
No, I'm good.
Do we need focus? You sure?
Yeah. I think y'all are at the age where you might break a bone. Yeah.
That's why I'm doing strength training.
And I take calcium pills every day. All right, it's time for Gen X versus Gen Z trivia. Kristen and I representing, sorry about this, Gen X. Gen X 11, Gen Z 16. We play until Kristen and I are up by 2 points. Or...
I don't think Abby believes that's going to happen, Bert Weiss.
That might have been my inner voice also. Or we just get skunked. We get mercy ruled, 10 points.
Yes. If it used to be slaughter rule, but then we got a little soft, so now it's a mercy rule.
It's 2025, right. All right, is Tommy still hosting this, or are we pulling that because of his commentary and hints?
No, you said yesterday, give it to Casey.
All right.
Round one. Who's going first, Gen X or Gen Z?
You're
we'll
the
give
boss.
It to the geezers.
Yeah, let's go Gen X because y'all are losing.
They might not be around for question.
Who is the host of the Masked Singer?
The host of the Masked Singer is Nick Cannon.
Yep.
Nick Cannon.
That is correct.
Is who is the host of the Masked Singer? That's 12, baby.
Gen Z. Who was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos in the early 90s?
Tom Bergeron. Not Ron.
Tom Bergeron.
That is not the answer I'm looking for.
Bob Saget is the other one, but what the heck?
She said early 90s. Y'all said Tom Bergeron.
Oh, I was watching it the other day. Who cares the time?
The question cares.
We stole the serve.
That was a trick question.
We're going to play a round of Name That Movie. I will play you a song from a movie soundtrack, and you tell me the name of the movie. Gen X, you're up first. What movie is this song from?
Everything is High School Musical to me.
Don't think that's High School Musical. We have to think a little. That's more millennial than Gen Z, I believe.
This
right?
sounds like a Disney movie to me.
It feels animated.
Yeah, this is one of those Disney movies, those high school Disney movies, man.
I don't think it's a high school Disney
high school
movie.
Disney movie.
I think animated. I don't know why.
You go.
I don't know.
I got Nick Cannon. I'm out.
He's chopping
I'm
out.
Going up.
Disney Pixar's up.
Yes. I feel like it's one of the Lego movies.
Like Cheetah Girls or something like that.
Oh my God, what is this? Early
2000s? I don't know.
I think we gotta be more current than that. I don't freaking know.
Okay, we're out.
The Lego movie with Lego Man and Legolas.
No, it was K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, really?
On Netflix.
Okay.
That is a hit single that is charting right now.
Oh, is that right? I got to start listening to the radio.
All right, Gen Z, I want you to listen to this song and tell me what movie it's from.
I'll give you a hint.
No, do not.
Yes, I will. Sylvester Stallone was a boxer in it.
Roadhouse.
I feel like you're skewing us. You're just giving us a fake. Because then we're like, oh, yeah, we're on. That's nonsense. Is it
Dirty Dancing?
Hit him with that. Yeah, I was thinking Roadhouse.
But then he said Sylvester Stallone, so now I kind of want to be like Rocky.
No, it's not that.
Is he faking it? Have you seen Rocky?
That. I didn't even watch it, but I know his little tricks.
I'm just going to give you the answer. Rocky 2.
Hit him with the real answer.
Dirty Dancing?
Sorry, we were looking for The Bodyguard featuring Whitney Houston.
Never heard in my life.
We're catching breaks here, Christine.
And Kevin Costner.
We're equally lame today.
All right, Gen X. Who is Stephanie Germanotta?
Ooh, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
My girl. My girl. We're getting close. All right, so is that 13?
You're 13 to 16, okay. But I think Gen Z is going to get this one.
No, they're not, because they suck.
Who is Marshall Mathers?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh, boo. Damn. Boo, boo to that.
Damn. All right. Round four, we're going to play Name That TV Show. I will play you a theme song, and you tell me what TV show it's from. Gen X. What TV show is this theme song from?
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it.
Phineas and Ferb, or Euphoria. That's the only one I got right so far. Euphoria. I'm going to go with Phineas and Ferb.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thank
We're
you, Hayden.
Scary. I don't like this kind of energy anymore. We had a peaceful game going until you guys started doing good.
Somebody's going to blow an artery. Yeah. We're getting too excited.
So what's the score now?
14 to 17.
Okay, can we just end there for right now?
No.
We
started first. Okay. They have to end.
Fairness.
Last question.
This fairness thing.
Gen Z, listen to this TV show theme song and tell me what show it's from.
Children's show.
It's
right?
Rugrats?
Is that right? Yeah, that sounds right. But is that from their generation?
I thought it was my generation.
Yeah,
Rugrats?
I thought so too.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. And it's more my generation and older. All right, do you want a quick lightning round?
Yeah,
I have a lightning round that's up for anyone here, okay?
So these aren't for points, it's just for fun?
No, this one's for a point, but anybody here can take it from any generation.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
All right, how are we ringing in?
Just yell your generation.
All right.
Okay? So Shaboozey's A Bar Song topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a record-tying 19 weeks. What 2004 rap song does it sample?
Z.
Oh.
Tipsy.
Bye. I need title and artist.
T-Pain.
No. Oh God.
Your mother. Your father.
Missy Elliott.
No. It's a man.
Not 50 Cent, is it?
No.
I have no idea.
Our Caucasian is showing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
We've never been whiter.
Who is it?
It's Jaquan.
Jaquan.
So we're wrapping it at 14 for Gen X versus 18 for Gen Z.
Okay. All right. Small incremental.
Gained a point.
Gained a point on them.
All right. And real bad sportsmanship today, guys. Let's work on that next time.
The Burt Show.